Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 29th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a quarter cent, closing at 371 and a quarter. November beans up 2¾ cents, closing at 868 and a half. And December wheat down 2½ cents, closing at 472 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat was down a nickel. December Minneapolis was down 4 cents. The dollar is strong here. Up 33 ticks at 98.45. That's the highest the dollar has been in quite some time. Dow Jones back up 340 points here today. Gold and silver sharply lower. The bonds down a full point. We started off the day on the firm side with the president's comments that he's putting together a great deal, the best deal, that farmers are going to be very happy. And with the biodiesel and other things in this huge big package that he's going to announce maybe in a couple of weeks. So corn was 6 cents, 6½ cents higher at one point. It closed up a quarter cent. Certainly not what you'd want to see considering such a positive post by the president. The beans broke more than a nickel off their highs. Again, only closing 2¾ cents higher. And that's with the Chinese, you know, stating that they wanted to get back to the table. That was part of the strength today. But I really don't see much of anything that's changed in here. The market's trying to figure out whether we're going to get an early frost. Certainly doesn't act like there's an early frost. I think today's action in the corn was very muted considering the reversal action yesterday. And everybody's touting to buy corn in here. If you bought the opening, you're already losing 3 or 4 cents out here. So I don't think it's what the bulls would really want to see. Now, again, long term, I don't think the corn's out there. I don't think the beans are out there. I think it's going to be till November till we really know. But in the meantime, without a freeze, I just don't see this market rallying. Now, the export sales, as we mentioned this morning, were pretty good. Even though the bean number wasn't great, there was some Chinese buying in there. And I think that's going to be typical. They're going to say they're not buying something, and then they'll turn around and buy it. But when it's all said and done out here, you still got the funds short about, I'm guessing, after today, 70, 80,000 corn, 70, 80,000 beans, somewhere in that range. So I still think we've got some more possible short covering out here. But I still think it's very possible that we can make new lows in the corn by Tuesday at some point. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.